Whole New Ball Game by Martin Davis. Episode 4, Tactics.
Sainsbury's own crisps are cheaper.
I know, but they're always overdone. Brown, not golden.
We're not made of money, Robert.
Yes, of course. I'm selfish, aren't I? Are we very short?
No, not at all. The house is paid for. We've had a big gyro from the social, and now I'm on widow's benefit.
Then why are you going to clean for Mrs. Tyson?
Because I like to get out. The money doesn't matter.
It's too much for you. I'm going to leave school, earn a living, be a breadwinner.
Oh, well, all right, the bread, thank you.
No, I mean it. I'm a dead weight.
You are not a dead weight. You're going to university.
That's not a job.
No one in our family's ever been to university. You're going to be the first.
Not if it means you cleaning the bathrooms and barking. I'd rather get work.
And what
Skinner
would you
to
do?
The checkout,
I don't know.
Mr. Skinner to the checkout.
You know what people who don't know what they're going to do end up as?
Careers officers.
No, they end up as ticket collectors on the Upminster to Romford Diesel or driver conductors on the 86 bus route or...
Dad was all right, it was a good job.
Yeah, well, anyway, you're going to university.
Well, I'm not sure. It's worrying me, putting me off my football.
We're not having that. Father Benedict depends on you. Right. We'll have 14 packs of Brannigan's crisps, all foil wrapped. There. Does that prove we can afford it?
Well, sort of. But they're all cream cheese and chives. I won't like cream cheese and chives.
You've seen quite a lot of him, aren't you?
No. If you like someone, it's not a lot. It's just right.
Yeah, does he, you know... I... You know...
Talking coherent sentences, yes he does.
My God, that's not the brother I know. Ooh, perhaps he's a regular lounge lizard when he's out.
No, he's not. He's very kind and considerate.
Ooh, how boring. So he doesn't get his own...
I'm off. I said I'd see him after training.
Oh, well, you'll be pretty safe then. The way that priest goes at him, he'd be too knackered to do anything, even if he wanted to.
Bye, Bob. Bye, you.
Bye, Jan.
Yeah. We're not like that, are we? Sort of slurpy and mushy.
Nah, we're pretty well baked with lots of prickly bits sticking up.
You know, I'd do anything for you.
No, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. We are, in fact, the slurp inside the mush. That's a pathetic line.
I know, but it sometimes works.
Did you say that to Eileen Maidley before you ditched her?
No. I said, it's over, see ya. Oh, but you're different.
How different?
Well, I'd say... It's over. Goodbye. No, I mean it. I'll do anything for you.
Send your bike?
Oh, that's a good one. If you needed the money, maybe.
Yeah, getting a lot of conditions creeping in all of a sudden.
Well, all right. Go on, test me. Anything you want. Go on, just name it.
Well, it's called a diamond white, and I want another one, so you get your bum over to the bar while I think up a proper challenge.
Well, we've played Faraday before in the league, and we lost 7-0. So we know what not to do, don't we?
Yes, Father.
And what is that, Entwistle?
Turn up, Father.
No, it is not Entwistle. We don't let the big striker with a wedge-shaped head keep nodding the ball down for little bandy legs to pop it home. This is the semi-final of the Arthur Frewitt Cup, and I expect you to die out there for me on Wednesday afternoon.
Isn't that a bit self-defeating, Father? I mean, with us all dead, it's going to be difficult pushing up to catch him offside. Ah!
Some of us, of course, are already brain dead. But to those of you who aren't, I would refer you to Soccer the Catholic Way, Chapter 8. That's the long balls, short balls and paraballs chapter. Paras 14 to 20. Therein lies our tactics. Do not divulge them to anyone. He who does commits a mortal sin. I trust I make myself clear. Right, off home, and remember, pray like hell. Patterson! Word before you go.
Yes, Father?
Your form, Patterson, has, to say the least, been indifferent this last month. I have been trying to put my finger on the cause. I believe it to be in your personal life.
I think you're right, Father.
I want to play well, but it's getting to me. You know what I mean. What can I do to help her?
Well, you must tell her that you don't want to see her for a while. Get her out of your life.
My God, what are you saying?
Well, the obvious, Patterson, the obvious. And you must know it yourself.
No.
Then you've got an alternative?
I was thinking of leaving school.
Leaving school? And what possible benefit would... Oh, of course, I see. So you can buy her all those little trinkets and baubles that women crave. She has you, Patterson, if I may be crude, by the short and curlies.
Nobody talks about my mother like that, nobody.
Your mother? Your mother doesn't come into this. I'm referring to Janet Tyson.
Janet?
Well, of course, you said you knew what the problem was. Well, we both know.
Oh.
Girls, Patterson, girls. The scuttlers of sporting excellence.
Oh, I thought it was Mum, Dad and Mummy, and always on the go.
Nonsense. Your mother's as tough as Nobby Styles' boots. She's resilient. I bet she didn't think much of you wanting to leave school.
No, she didn't.
There we are, then. Case proved. Now, all you have to do...
Hello, Robert!
Oh, here we have it all lined up. All you have to do, Patterson, is knock it on the head immediately. Show us your moral fibre.
But I like her.
And I like licorice all sorts, but they're not good for my teeth. Now, do you want to play in the semi, Patterson?
Of course.
Then you don't really have a choice.
You mean...
That's exactly what I mean. Well, off you go, Patterson. The lady must be perishing.
Oh, come on, Father. That's a bit like asking the man in the electric chair if he wants a cushion.
Patterson!
Yes, Father.
What the hell have you done, Squid Features?
This is my bedroom. Do you mind?
I don't give a damn. I was supposed to meet Janet for lunch. She's gone home sick.
Oh, I think she might have caught a cold, waiting for me.
Oh, I don't think it's a cold. Nah, I think it's another sort of germ. A pathetic little germ reeking of liniment and high karate in day-glow long johns lying on its bed staring at the ceiling. Recognise that one, Doctor?
You can't still smell the embrocation, can you?
It's your trademark. It arrives in a room 4 minutes before you do.
Presumably it's got all the latest gossip too.
I work in the same building as her. Her section told me.
Oh, I feel terrible about it.
Oh dear, my heart bleeds. What about her?
I know. I didn't think about
it. No, of course you wouldn't. But you still did it. You all do, don't you? Oh, an excuse? Got to concentrate on my football. What with, you haven't got a brain.
No, the football's just a way...
Just a way of sugaring the pill. Can't say it straight. You're coming on too strong.
I really like her. I do.
Oh, sure, got a funny way of showing it. Oh, hello, I really like you. Shove off.
The football means a lot. Not just
you
to...
You mean you really meant it? If you think it's more important than her... If you did... Well, if you did, then...
What?
If you did, then I'd take a blowtorch to your balls. That's what I'd do, germ.
So it's a very important game.
Oh, yeah. We've got to win.
Just shut up, will you? Damn football, I'm trying to follow this. They've already beaten you, haven't they? Not that long ago.
Oh, it'll be different this time. We've got new tactics, a proper plan. It's very secret. Mustn't let the opposition know.
Just stop playing with the remote, will you, Barbara?
Well, it doesn't matter. I lost interest. No, you carry on. What was it that you were saying, Rabbit?
Well, I know I used to go to school there, but I don't want to go back, do I?
Well, why not? I go back to St. Ethelburga's.
Well, you weren't suspended 3 times, were you?
Look, all you do is see this Faraday coach. It's a bloke called Plant.
Oh, I know who he is. He's the one who suspended me.
Well, you can talk over old times, can't you? Look, you go and see him and just hand him the leaflet. Tell him it might be to his team's advantage.
Look, this booklet, this soccer, the Catholic way, he's got 20 chapters. He's got every formation known to FIFA. I mean, blimey, he's even got 4-2-4. What, no one's played 4-2-4 since Ron Greenwood started at West Ham.
You said you'd do anything.
Oh, but this is useless. You've got to know exactly which chapter he's using.
We can find out.
Well, if we do, it better not be 16. Even I'm not going up to Plant telling them they're going to use 4-4-3.
Why not?
Because he's miscounted. He's got 11 outfield players. There's nobody minding the sticks.
We need to tap one of the players. The Rabbit's too loyal. It was all I could do to get him to admit it was in Ben's leaflet.
Who is going to be stupid enough to pour it all out in plain language, huh? I mean, do all that, and to a girl, and not get suspicious. Now, come on, there's nobody that sick, is there? Be reasonable.
Oi, Barbara! Surprise! Nice to see you.
And you.
Well, hello, guy.
Well, it's really nice to see you. Why don't you come and join us?
What? Come and join you? Right, now this could be a good evening. Just the three of us. Oh, yes. God, I've had a few tonight. Absolutely steaming.
So you promised me you won't be going round Mrs. Tyson's this afternoon, then?
I told you, I haven't made a decision yet.
Because I did see you sorting out some new dusters.
They were my tights.
Yellow with red piping?
Oh, Barbara's then. Why don't you just stop worrying and get off to your match?
Oh, I don't really feel like playing football.
Stop that, Robert. Think of the team.
I try, but Janet keeps popping up in midfield.
Oh, so that's what you meant when you told her she was interfering with your game?
Not really, because she wasn't doing it then.
Robert, nobody's been offering you these substances, have they?
No, it's just that I didn't want to say what I did, but I had to. It wasn't just me.
But you mean she was interfering with everybody's game?
I don't think so. She's never said she's seen an entire first 11.
Oh, just what are you trying to say?
Father Benedict thought she was scuttling my skill factor. He didn't want me to go like George Best.
George Best? That was drink, wasn't it?
Yes, but he said it was women that drove him to it.
Oh, so Father asked you to do it. Did you tell Janet that?
No, of course not. That would be disloyal. Anyway, Father Benedict told me I'd be a complete coward if I hid behind his cassock, so to speak.
Well, yes, he's got a point there. Oh, he's so subtle. Sometimes it's difficult to follow him.
It is, isn't it? And I'm not sure I feel it's going to do any good.
Perhaps he was just testing your obedience.
What, like God asking Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac?
Yes, that's it. How incomprehensible are his judgments? How unsearchable his ways.
Oh, I'm not totally convinced. Somewhere along the line, Janet's supposed to be replaced by a horned ram.
Oh, you mustn't take it too literally. Anyway, I don't think you'd find a sheep farm this side of South Ockenden.
Nah, of course not. I'm just being silly.
Anyway, you must be off. Try to get Janet off your mind.
I'll try. And you're not going cleaning, are you? Promise?
Promise.
Good. At least that's one thing I don't have to worry about. Bye, Mum.
Bye. Now then, where are those dusters?
Different day, different ground, but so far, Benedict, precisely the same result. We lead 2-0.
I can't believe it, Mr. Plum. I mean, how did you... You changed everything. You've got a sweeper. You've never had a sweeper.
Well, neither had Bobby Robson till Italia 19. It's called flexibility.
It's almost as if...
Oh, dear. That Patterson lad seems to have given away a penalty. I always think he's a little wasted in your own penalty area. Oh, now, what would that make it, 3 or 4? I seem to have lost count.
Could you just mind your legs, Janet?
Sorry. I should really be at work.
Yes, I thought you'd be too. I didn't want you to see me here, if the truth be told.
I just haven't been feeling all that good lately.
Robert's very worried about you.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Patterson. He doesn't give a damn.
He says he keeps seeing you in his dreams. You're on a football pitch with him, in a yellow football shirt with red piping.
Oh, it suits you, he says. I hate yellow. Even more so now.
He likes you so much.
I think you've got all this wrong. 2 days ago, he told me he wanted to stop seeing me.
Ah, now, that was an obedience test.
What is he, a Labrador or something?
No, it's like Abraham and Isaac.
The Finkelsteins? In Netherfield Gardens?
But no, in the Bible.
You'll have to spell this out.
God wanted to test Abraham, so he said, I want you to sacrifice your son Isaac to me. And Abraham did as he was bid, well, up to having the knife ready, and then the angel of the Lord stepped in.
What, and got it between the ribs instead?
No, no, he said, it's all right, you're obviously a God-fearing man, go no further.
So who's playing God in my little pageant?
Father Benedict, he was testing Robert. You see, you're Isaac, the thing Robert holds dear.
This doesn't seem very fair on me.
No, it doesn't. But then I've never felt Isaac got much of a deal, kept in the dark.
I think he might have had a few days off work too.
Oh, I think he got very light duties in Beersheba the next week. Anyway, it's all becoming clear to me now. I'm the angel of the Lord.
You haven't been at the Brasso, have you, Mrs. Patterson?
It's his will that you're here now, so that I can tell you. The test is over. Go and find Robert.
Can you give me a clue?
He's at the match. Put your skates on. It's half time in 10 minutes. Go, Janet. Go and tell him. But don't tell him I told you. But just tell him.
What? What do I tell him?
Tell him that his descendants will possess the cities of his enemies. Well, that must be Faraday. And that your offspring will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
I only want to.
If God says you'll have the stars in the sky, you'll have them.
Any more?
Tell him that you know why he did it. Tell him it was the angel of the Lord. But don't mention any names.
Are you sure about all this?
Of course I'm sure. Now don't stand in the way of the Lord. Get out there. And let me do the hovering. Oh, and one last thing.
What's that?
If you see a horned ram caught in a thicket, call the RSPCA.
Doesn't seem to be working, does it, Father? I mean, that second goal, it just flew by. They're playing really well. Imaginative, that's what I'd call it. I say you're...
Thank you, Entwistle. That'll be quite enough.
What are we going to do, Father, in the second half?
Well, you could come off for a start. That'd be an improvement.
We're bringing on substitutes. Do you hear that, Greenie? You're probably coming on. I'd get stripped off.
Don't even think about it, Green. And Entwistle, you see this orange?
Yes, Father. Ow!
Well, you didn't see it fast enough, did you? Now, they seem to know exactly how we're playing, where we're coming from. They're tight on Fitzgerald, and Bandy Legs has gone out wide, taking Holloway with him, leaving a hole for Dreadlocks to run into. And that means only one thing.
Summoner's blood, Father. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. And if I find a scumbag, I'll hang him from the nearest goalpost with his own bootlaces, because a quick shot through the head would be too good for him.
Yes, yes, it's very laudable, Entwistle, but that's going to leave us with the player short, so we need to adapt our tactics, think on our feet. We need, in short, flexibility.
Is that written down for us somewhere in Soccer the Catholic Way? How to be flexible?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Patterson. Flexibility is using your head now when the pressure's on. It means you, Fitzgerald, coming back, sitting in and taking your marker with you, leaving you how to move into the channel in your free zone, where you link with Green from the blue zone. It means an end to 4-4-2 and stale defence. It means...
Hey, Mom! There's Janet coming across the pitch.
It is. It's Janet.
Oh, you've done really well. Not seeing her because of the match. Of course, I had to do the same with Barbara. Sorry, love, I said. No can do. Not just now.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Janet.
I thought you could do with some support.
Cor, you bet. We're 3-0 down.
I know why you had to say what you said. On Monday.
You do? How? How do you know? Did somebody tell you?
Yes.
Who was it?
It was... the angel of the Lord.
Blimey.
I want you to win, Robert.
The angel of the... Oh, bloody hell.
And I want us to be friends.
Here we are. I'm so sorry, Janet.
That's all right. Play for me, Robert. Play for me. I want you to possess the cities of your enemies.
Bloody hell, I've been chosen.
And, Robert, I have to tell you one more thing.
Yeah?
It's, about your loins.
God, are my shorts torn?
No, no. You're going to be incredibly fruitful.
Children?
As numerous as the stars in the sky, I'm afraid.
Lovely. That's sort of poetic license, isn't it?
Yes. Just means more than one, I think.
Yeah. 4 or 5, I suppose.
No, 2.
Oh, well, very cloudy night. Right, I must go and do God's work. The angel of the Lord has spoken.
Free to play to the best of our ability, with just a free man at the back. One free man patrolling a lonely furrow. And with a free man, a libero, so to speak, we can play little 1-2s. Give and run, Pasco. Give and run. So, 3-5-2 for the first 15, then fluidly into 2-6-2. Right. Battle stations. Everybody, give me your all.
Did you get that, Rob? Janet's here. The angel of the Lord.
Very likely.
But did you get the new tactics? No, what were they?
Search me. I'm only the goalie.
You were listening, weren't you?
Nah,
I was looking at Janet's legs. Doesn't matter. Do you know, Guy, we're going to possess the cities of our enemies.
Well, that's great, Rob. Always wanted to go to Glasgow.
I don't know how to get it out of his head. It's not the money. I do it because I want to. It's different. Away from the church.
Well, have you told him he's unemployable? That should shut him up.
Certainly not. He's not, is he?
He wouldn't last 2 minutes in the real world, and only three on the Upminster to Romford Diesel.
Oh, when he's got his degree, then they'll all be after him.
Well, to get him to pay back his student loans, that's all. He's still living in the 60s, Mum. I mean, Robert is a complete loony. Oh, loony's got good jobs then. I'm still paying the price.
Well, I don't know how to persuade him, and I'm certainly not telling him what you've said.
It's easy. Mum, you do know he's our lifeline.
Lifeline? To what?
To your widow's benefit. You see, you're the wrong age to be a widow. You only get it because Robert the retard's still at school.
Oh, well, that should make him feel important. I should tell him that. A lifeline, eh? Do you know? His descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
Oh, my God. I only hope they live the same distance away, then. I don't want any of them in my street.
Pass it, Patterson! For goodness sake, pass it! Give it and go into the channel! There's green in the green zone! Pass it, will you? Pass it!
Doesn't seem to be listening, Benedict. Oh. But my word, he is silky, isn't
it? Oh, don't over-elaborate, Patterson! You're going to lose it! You're going to... No! It's a goal! Oh, you beauty, Patterson! You little beauty!
Good goal. Have to hand it to him. You can't legislate for that.
Is that what you meant, Father? Was he in the right channel?
Of course he was, Entwistle! My tactics, see?
Any more changes, Father? Do you want me to throw out left-hander or anything?
Oh, don't be so stupid, Entwistle. That's only on Thursday. More width on the right. Sit in behind the free man going forward. Tight up, then come away quickly.
Sorry, Father. I didn't quite catch that.
Oh, just give it to Patterson. Give it to Patterson!
Well, I did it.
Oh, no.
So, what do I get?
Ah, so you only did it for the reward.
Fair dues, come on.
And what could you possibly want from me?
You know.
Afraid you didn't do what I asked.
Hey, what do you mean?
The whole idea was to get St. Andrews beaten. They won 4-3. My own Br'er Rabbit scored 3 times.
Ooh, don't worry, I can do that.
Well, you're not being allowed on the pitch, so there.
Well, some girlfriend you are.
Well, I don't intend to be another Eileen Madeley, that's for sure.
Well, if you're going to be like that, I might as well tell you something you don't know. About Plant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I told him everything we got out of Anspittle, and I gave him the book, all highlighted at the right bits.
And then, do you know what he did? Suspended you?
No. He laughed. He laughed fit to burst, and he was still laughing as he threw Soccer the Catholic Way, Our Soul is Our Goal, into the bin like it was a load of junk mail. And then he said he'd heard more intelligent sounds coming out the back of a loose-bowed camel than what he'd heard from me, and he said he'd play his own way and Faraday would win because they were the better side.
Which, unfortunately, they weren't. Still, only goes to prove one thing.
Yeah?
Anyone who stands near enough to hear the sound of a loose-bowed camel sure ain't going to know much about tactics.
So, you see how important tactical awareness is, Patterson?
Yes, Father.
Quite amazing football they played in the first half.
Amazing.
Total football, really.
Oh, totally.
But we adapted. Our tactics won the game. Of course, I'm not saying that your 3 individual goals and your cross to the near post for Fitzgerald weren't contributory factors. But you could only play like that within a rigid framework.
Oh, of course. Do you think God was on our side?
Only in the second half. I expect he was keeping an eye on Celtic and the European Cup in the first.
It didn't seem to affect me. Janet turning up at half-time.
No, can't say that it did.
So, it'll be all right me seeing her, would it?
Well, not really. But I want you to make sure that she turns up to every game at exactly the same time wearing the same clothes.
Isn't that coming very close to superstition, Father?
Well, don't you ever cross yourself before a game?
Well, sometimes I'd like to. But it always seems a bit showy. But are you putting that in the same league as Janet turning up at half-time?
Well, it's called creating the right conditions for victory.
You know, that sign of the cross before a match always bothers me. I mean, the whole team did it in the quarter-finals.
And we won 3-1.
But when I got home, I saw on the news there'd been an earthquake in Mexico City. Thousands dead.
Are you saying God couldn't protect Mexico City because he'd been called away to bolster our back four?
No, but suppose we'd all said,
Look, God, we don't mind losing this game if you stop something horrible happening in Mexico City.
But if you'd lost and the earthquake hadn't happened, how would you know what horrible happening hadn't happened?
Oh, it gets very complicated, doesn't it, Father?
Well, it's beyond your understanding, Patterson.
Yeah, I suppose it is. One thing I can't understand, Father. Why should God let an earthquake destroy Mexico City? I mean, it's a very Catholic country. And the signs of the cross must run into billions every second. Why, Father, why?
Well, they were very rude to Alf Ramsey and the England side in the 1970 World Cup. Some of us don't forget that easily.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what?
In a whole new ball game, Desmond Barrett was Father Benedict, Brenda Blevin was Mrs. Patterson, and Paul Paris was Robert. Barbara was played by Charlotte Coleman, Guy by Martino Lazzari, Janet by Claire Skinner, and Andy by Mark Straker, with Gordon Reed as Mr. Plant. A Whole New Ball Game was written by Martin Davis and produced by Richard Wilson.
Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. They